This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Go West Credit Union Association's MAX convention here in Spokane, Washington. Look who's in the studio lounge bright and early this morning, Mr. Troy Stang. Troy,
good,
how are you, sir? Good to see
morning.
You.
Yes.
Look at you all dressed up, man. It's you look
great
pretty
to
good
be here. We have,
for 7:30 in the morning.
We've got credit union to talk about today.
We do. Yes. We do. So advocacy updates, Go West updates, looking down the line for 2023. So the first question here, obviously it's always exciting to come to MAX. You guys do such a great job, and it's very evident over the last few days. So this is your biggest show yet, for obvious reasons, because of the big merge that happened a little earlier. So how has it been going so far with the merge and really blowing this show up, basically? I mean, almost doubled in size overnight.
You know, it's a good reminder that we're like 90 days or just probably 100 days into Go West, and the merger has gone just fabulous.
Yep,
the
yep.
energy that the credit unions have brought to the conversation in all six states, mm-hmm. you know, the camaraderie, the comparing of notes, the peer-to-peer interaction, really was the energy that created Go West. And you're right, MAX this year is the first signature conference, the biggest gathering mm-hmm. of the Go West family. So there's a lot of energy happening in the hallways.
Yeah, I heard somebody say, hey, it's maxed out this year. So I might want to trademark that one, I heard,
right?
In the hallway. So, hey, so tell us about some of the themes and content here at MAX that you guys are presenting to the larger crowd, the larger attendee crowd this year.
Sure. Well, along with credit unions, we have an entire exhibit hall filled with business partners with a very heavy technology and digital forward sort of focus. And that obviously has been the theme for credit unions. We've learned so much through the global pandemic that we can go very much of a digital forward strategy and serve our members not only of today mm-hmm. but relevant to them for the future as well.
Yeah, that's what I've always appreciated about this conference coming here for. I think this is probably my fifth time or sixth time, something like that, but you guys have really made a conscious effort to put technology in front. You kind of put it on a pedestal and really for everyone to see. So, and I think that's a kudos to you guys for doing that, because it's so important in credit unions operations these days.
Well, again, and it was driven by credit unions through our innovation network and our task force.
Okay.
They were the ones that really started the concept of looking at technologies
mm-hmm.
and you know, kind of interviewing them, screening them, determining mm-hmm. you know, are they a fit for us? Should we have ownership interest in them?
Yeah.
How do we bring scale to them? And how do we embed them into the work that we're doing? And that has just accelerated year after year after mm-hmm. year. And it's so fun to see some of the business partners in the trade show that really got their start here in the
that's
North
right that's
yeah.
right. Oh my gosh, I was talking to Eltropy, Ashish Garg,
yes,
from Eltropy, and he said in 2017 they came here, they had a little teeny tiny booth, they had no clients, and now 5 years later they have over 100, I think, or something, or some crazy number that they have. So,
and
maybe 500.
And his story personally,
fantastic.
You know, he was on our main stage last year talking about being a new American coming to this country, learning about what credit unions are doing and the ability for like-minded people to pool their money, create access to capital, and his personal story of having this idea, mm-hmm. creating this thing, mm-hmm. and now I think that's an organization that is partially credit union owned through a CUSO, through an investment, through the Circle Fund.
Yep, no doubt.
So it's so fun to see that evolution of those organizations.
Yeah, and he's such a good guy anyway. So it's a lot of fun to see success stories like that. There's a lot of them in there, and that room, I tell you, that exhibit hall is filled to the brim with all sorts of vendors, not just technology, but a whole bunch of folks in there as well. So you guys did good out there. So advocacy, let's talk about that. This is Go West calling card. So job one, as you've always said. So how is it showing up here at MAX and moving forward?
Well, time and time again, advocacy is a common uniter amongst credit unions, mm-hmm. and they have found, and we have found, that the local voice is what advocacy mm-hmm. is about.
Mm-hmm.
So it is our secret sauce. And our ability as Go West is to distill those local credit union issues down into actionable advocacy pieces.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so in the first 100 days of Go West, we've kept that cadence going. What's happening at MAX is we've got a multi-state government affairs committee forum happening where we're doing the updates on the federal issues, talking about grassroots advocacy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is no secret. We are 13, 14 days from another midterm election.
That's right.
And looking at the public policy environment, about 25 to 30% of the elected officials across this region and our congressional representation across the nation, frankly, is going to have this churn. And the ability for a local credit union to connect with a constituent, which in many cases might be somebody from their membership or somebody that goes to church, goes to school, together in a community, local advocacy is where it happens. So if you can nurture those relationships, and the credit unions in the hallways and in our committee meetings are talking about what are those best practices to connect with the next generation of elected officials. So that's a part of the conversation, the evolution of grassroots. We've got 31,000 people who work for credit unions across these six states.
Wow.
And the ability to deliver a singular message is so critically important. From that multi-state forum or government affairs gathering, we've broken down into individual states. And in the individual state setting, the ability for credit unions to, once again, articulate where are the barriers in the delivery of service to their members and their communities? What could we do from an advocacy, from a public policy perspective, to make it easier to do business in any one of these states, whether it's electronic titling, you know, all the modern ways of transacting. Those are the things that are falling on the priority list. And we're awfully proud of the state charter and the federal charter in this environment as we do advocacy and the ability to continue to modernize them so that the credit union charter is relevant to the consumer.
Yeah, and it sounds like you guys, by merging, I think we talked about this in the interview with Todd way back, you know, like probably 6 months ago in the merge, but the resources now that you guys have, it's much more powerful, especially on the advocacy front, right? Having those six states behind you and all the resources coming together from both the associations.
I talked about two things back in that interview, and we've reflected on it here today as well. A, the ability for credit unions to compare notes with peers that might be in different states but have very similar sorts of markets, whether rural markets, agricultural markets, metro area markets. The camaraderie and the comparing of notes amongst credit unions is really a huge benefit of creating the Go West. The second component of it is really that advocacy and that future-focused advocacy.
And being consistent, having, like you said, having a unified voice and being consistent with it, for sure. So, hey, also, Max is also a time when the family celebrates what's important and different about the credit union movement, and that's no more evident than here. It's so great to see everybody come together and, like you said, collaborate in the halls and all that great stuff. So tell us about the commitment to credit unions for kids real quickly, because you guys had a big event last night as well.
We did, and let me go back, frankly, to our opening session week. And my address was entitled Tenor of Our Times. And it is no secret credit unions are facing major strategic opportunities, you know, with that digital forward sort of presence in their operations. It is no secret we've got changing interest rate dynamics, and the consumer is extremely worried about inflation. Credit unions are worried about the margin squeeze and the rising rate environment. There's no shortage of issues coming at credit unions. With that said, the tenor of our times calls for us to lean into it, no different than our founders did. And if you think about the social and the economic environment that was present when credit unions were founded in this country, and then fast forward to the times of when we became the mainstream financial institutions that we are around every kitchen table, and then fast forward to today, it's our members and our communities that we're serving that we as credit unions can insert ourselves and help bring that confidence to the small businesses and consumers. You know, imagine for a moment what is possible. And public policy and the communities alike are looking to credit unions to bring that citizen leadership to those communities, to start new businesses, to be able to spur that economic development, to be creative in the housing solutions. Those are the things that credit unions are leaning into, helping shape the arc of the curve in the tenor of the times that we live today. And so I use that as the framework and the background to answer your question about the credit union for kids and the energy that's in the room. And financial wellness is a key piece of financial health and, frankly, the mental wellness in our communities.
Oh, completely.
There's so many aspects of financial well-being, but there's not a family around us that's not one medical emergency away from a financial disaster. And the miracles that happen in the fundraising environment, that camaraderie and competition that happens amongst credit unions is all focused on building better communities, bringing local health care solutions to every credit union community. And in our Go West region, there's 11 hospitals that are credit unions.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. But looking at the geography of these six states, it is only one ride into some sort of medical facility for a family.
Yeah, and kudos to you guys for really stepping up and making it a major part of this event. You know, your support, and not only the credit union support of Credit Unions for Kids. So it's really like the technology. I mean, you really put those folks up on a pedestal and put it in the front for sure. So
well, it's part of our legacy as well. I think the fundraising and the idea of naming a charity of choice in the credit union industry, and the competition that started and dreaming about what's possible really started in the Portland market, frankly, surrounded around Dornbecker Hospital, and the credit union CEOs started passing those napkins and putting those challenges to each other and adding more zeros to it every
year. Right on. Yeah, great stuff. And so last thing here, you've changed up the traditional approach to the awards this year. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
We looked at the opportunity of bringing the over 300 credit unions across these six states together, and so many were together along our journey of creating Go West. But time will give us the opportunity to really get to know each other so well. The closing event is a celebration of all credit unions, and we're flipping around the microphones and the cameras. Rather than being on the stage, we're turning it into the audience. And we've given a challenge to the credit unions to bring something from home, something back from the credit union, from their communities, that allows them to articulate their difference, their story, what makes their credit union so important. So Thursday night is multifaceted. It's about shining the light on credit unions, allowing credit unions to tell their story of the impact that they're making, and allow credit unions from across these state lines to get to meet each other in a new way.
Well, and share those stories. And like we said, we go to lots of conferences, obviously, and one of the biggest statements that I hear is that we need to tell our stories better. So this is like a great springboard for something like that, what's going to happen at the awards ceremony with credit unions sharing their stories, what makes them different. Okay, great. Let's take those stories and get them out into the communities where you serve. So yeah, what a great springboard that is for you. And Troy, I lied. I have one more question for you. I
apologize. Bring it on.
So when I got off the plane the other day, in the airport was all this advertising and stuff for this conference and the area's credit unions and stuff. So I was very impressed. So it was incredibly welcoming, and to have that type of messaging out in such a public format or public location was really refreshing to see as well. So tell me a little bit about that strategy and how it's working for you guys.
Well, it really springboards off the telling the story and telling the story of credit unions and how we need to amplify that. And the strategy that we deployed this week in the Spokane airport was a plane-to-plane sort of strategy. You know, as we welcome over 1,000 credit union people into this town, we wanted them to feel welcomed and feel like they landed in credit union territory, and they did. They did, because over 60% of the population in this area uses credit unions as their primary institution. So we've had fun this week acknowledging Spokane as a credit union city and a credit union community in what we call this Inland Empire region of the Northwest. That said, it translates to the public as well. They see Spokane credit unions welcoming people to town. It is the same strategy we deployed this summer, actually in August in Denver, when the NCSL, the National Conference of State Legislative Bodies, met in Denver for their annual conference. 5,000 public policy officials flew into the town to put their head into what should be their advocacy agenda in their respective state. Can you imagine 5,000 folks involved with setting public policy flying into the Denver airport and seeing credit unions as part of the local fabric? So it's and in partnership with CUNA and the rest of the leagues, really brought a presence and an awareness to, you know, these credit unions are local. They're tied to the community. They're tied closer to the constituents that we represent, and they're bringing solutions in an accelerated manner to Main Street. Yeah. Those are messages that are timeless. Those are messages that make us as a credit union industry relevant, and public policy and the public both will continue to see us as those relevant solutions. Yeah.
And if you see those messages time and time again, they stick,
they
you
do.
Know? And
they
you're
going
to remember that, especially when you go into a meeting with a representative and say, hey, you know, we're a credit union, this is what we're doing in the community, and that representative goes, oh yeah, I saw that message at the airport or somewhere else, especially in this area. Oh my gosh, you can't miss it. So,
well, part of the Go West brand research that we did, that's built into our name, is more than just a logo, more than just a name, but it's a mindset of approaching these sorts of solutions. And as we did our data research leading into the brand, we not only interviewed credit unions and what they saw in their association, but we went to the public policy arena, both at the state and national level, and said, when you see credit unions, what do you think of? And it was the energy and the infusion of ideas and solution with, yes, a picked up cadence of helping our communities not only recover but thrive post-pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are doing a stellar job at that indeed. So, and it just seems like more and more people are looking toward credit unions to do that, especially in this area, because every time I meet with you, I always ask you, okay, what's the market share? What's the market share, Troy? And you kind of stole my thunder because you said over 60% now. So it's a very impressive number. And you, like you said, hey, we still got 40% to go.
We still have 40% to go from the number of consumers, but I would even argue within that 60% of the consumers who use credit unions, we're probably not holistic in the wallet yet, on both the deposit lending side, the financial counseling. So there's more work to do, even in our existing membership.
But well, even if you're at 95%, there's still work to be done.
There is.
Indeed, sir. All right, Troy, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much
for
the chat this morning. Congratulations again on the show being a success already. And it's really great news to see all these smiling faces coming back together again. And it's been awesome.
And thank you for being here. And thanks for what you do and bringing the voice of credit unions to the rest of the world.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellance, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.